about police brutality and Portland police. And so, yeah, I think it's just, it's really important to remember that, yes, the national news made this into a national story about, like, Donald Trump and how this affects his reelection campaign. And I get asked that a lot by national media. Is, why do you think Donald Trump is doing this? And I'm like, I don't know why Donald Trump does anything. Like, I'm watching Portland police. Like, I don't know or care how this affects his reelection campaign. So, yeah, I think what's most important to think about, especially for Portlanders, is that when this is all said and done, there will still be an issue with Portland police using excessive use of force, especially disproportionately with Black and Indigenous Portlanders. And, like, that's what cannot get lost.
Absolutely. Tuck, before we wrap up, are there any final thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners?
Oh, gosh. I think it's just, it's really easy to get tired and it's really easy to get disheartened, especially when you're seeing, you know, protesters on the ground start disagreeing with each other more and protesters on the ground getting, like, especially exhausted by, you know, it's been 2 months of this. And so, yeah, I just think that sort of what I just said, but, like, really encouraging. Like, it's not my business if protesters come out. I'm a journalist. But if you would like to maybe rethinking, like, what is my goal here and what am I trying to achieve and how can I best achieve that, and try not to get bogged down by all of the discourse that is happening around you.
Tuck, we really appreciate the work you do. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO, with news from your community radio station.
Well, good evening. You are listening to News from the Boo here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland. Oh, yeah, and streaming online at kboo.fm. Howdy, internet listeners. You are tuned into the show that is all about KBOO, everything inside, outside, around KBOO. It's a show for our volunteers. It's a show for our members, our listeners, and just our KBOO fans. Anybody who wants to be part of the KBOO community or just loves listening to radio. I'm Jenny Yokoyama. I am your host for tonight and one of KBOO's interim station co-managers. Thank you for joining me. Well, tonight, first, we're going to start off with some news that you know that we've been talking about for our volunteers. We're in the middle of our all-programmer meetings. We have one tonight at 7 o'clock. We also have one tomorrow, Thursday, at 7 o'clock. And we also have one on Friday at 4 p.m. So that's for all of our volunteer programmers. That's a required meeting. So make sure to get to one of those. The link for that Zoom meeting is in your all programmer email. And also, you don't necessarily have to be a programmer to attend that meeting. You do have to be a KBOO volunteer. So that's my way of saying all volunteers of KBOO are invited, because we're given some updates around state of the station and just a chance to say hi to everybody. So again, that's tonight at 7, Thursday at 7, and Friday at 4 p.m. via Zoom. Also, for our volunteer programmers, we're going to be having some JEDI classes that address justice, equity, diversity, and inclusion on your individual programs. So for those dates, you got to come to the all programmer meeting, and the dates are right there. We'll also have it on the website a little bit later. But we have some upcoming classes in the end of August, mid-August, for public affairs programmers and for music programmers, so that everybody can have a chance to come to a Q&A and to start to figure out your JEDI plan for this next year. Other things we got in the works for our listeners, I'm going to call them all potential volunteers, because right now KBOO has some openings in our music programming. So we are putting a call out for music programmers. We'll be doing a program drive. We'll be accepting all sorts of music shows of any genre. Stay tuned to KBOO. Check out our website and all that stuff. We'll be giving announcements about that. If you've never radioed before, maybe it's time for you to start radioing. But yeah, just giving a little tease around that, because we're excited. We always love having new talent on the air. Maybe it's old talent. Maybe you used to be on KBOO and you're like, oh, I want to bring back that old show, or, ooh, I have an idea for a new show. So we'll be accepting program proposals in a few weeks. Just keep tuning into News from the Boo, and I'll give you all the details around that. But just to give people something to think about, you know, being able to put together like a 1-hour pilot and a playlist, and show us what you got. Put that together digitally. Yeah, that's what we're looking for when we accept new programs. Other big announcement for our general KBOO community is that our board right now is accepting applications for new board members, because we have our board of directors election coming up in mid late-ish September. I'll let them put out the details for that. But that means if you want to be on the ballot to run for a seat on the KBOO board of directors, you have to get in your nomination questionnaire packet very, very soon, as in you probably want to get it done sometime like this week, maybe next. So for those details, all you got to do is go to our website, kboo.fm, check out the page for the board of directors, and you'll find more information on how you can apply to be a board member at KBOO. And for some people, they wonder, I'll just give a quick plug of maybe what kind of skills we're looking for. We're looking for people who have all sorts of an array of skills, but mainly they're skills that are associated with governance. That's what a board of director does. So if you have previous board experience, we're definitely looking for people with previous board experience who can help bring in that knowledge and to help bring in some outside perspective to our board. We're looking for people who have experience with working with maybe other media institutions and are wanting to work on that governance level. You know, it's about 15 hours a month, I think is what we say, in order to be on the board. It is quite a time commitment. We have many committees and monthly board meetings, so it's definitely more than one meeting a month. It's a few meetings a month, and so people serve multiple kind of roles when you're on the board. But it's an exciting thing if you are someone who has always wondered how you can get involved in KBOO in a different way, then maybe this is for you. Maybe it's not for you. Maybe you know somebody who has been on a board before or is interested in governance. But we're definitely looking for people who have skills that they can bring to the board to help us run at a foundational level. Again, you can find the application and more information on our website, kboo.fm, and just going to go to the section for our board of directors. Other news from News from the Boo. Recently, we had a webinar with Locus Focus host Barbara Bernstein, and I think that was really awesome that we're having like these webinars. It's kind of a new thing that has come out of COVID, but it's really exciting stuff. So go ahead and you can check out the webinar and another stuff KBOO has been up to on our social media. So check out especially our Facebook. We're at KBOO Radio. You can find us on Instagram. You can find us on Twitter. And check out what we've been doing there. We got some pictures posted of recent protests and demonstrations that have been happening around town. You know, we're doing the KBOO thing, giving announcements and showing you, you know, what's happening around town. We're definitely a radio station, but we also has got the social media. So I'm going to give a little plug to our social media. Oh yeah, we got to give a little announcement. We have a person on our team right now who's giving us some temporary help on staff. Producer Michael Leverett is helping us out with some social media. So welcome to Michael Leverett. Appreciate their help so much right now. If you are interested in helping out with our social media, maybe you want to volunteer, let Janka know, web@kboo.org. We have this whole, it's always impressive. There's this whole social media schedule and all sorts of stuff. We have a lot of stuff happening. So if you're one of those people who's already on the social media all the time, maybe you want to help do it with KBOO. So you can email Janka at web@kboo.org, or you could be super fancy with your social media skills and you can find us on social media at KBOO or at KBOO Radio and send us a message. Let us know that you want to volunteer for our social media team. Oh, wait. And speaking of social media team, I'm going to give just a quick shout out to our latest staff member, Michael Leverett, was recently on Flashpoint last Friday talking about what happened here in Portland regarding demonstrations and protests and trying to give some larger context to that, like, you know, national audience. And it was a really great interview, and I think everybody should check it out. Go hear Michael. You can see that on the front of our webpage at kbu.fm, and you'll see Michael's picture right up there with an episode from Flashpoints. Okay, well, I think that's all I got for KBU News today. So please join us next week again at 5:45 every Wednesday is when we got news from the BOO. Appreciate you tuning in, and we'll talk to you again next week. Thank you.
You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282 BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220 HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.